Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen throws the ball into Greenberg, who tags Chapman trying to return to first, for the out. McQuinn moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Richards moves to third. Lake moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Richards scores. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosar for a passed ball. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to home to get McQuinn. McCuskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Lake catches it and throws to second to double up McCuskey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmyer hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Grimes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Grimes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Everett Fagan now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lake. Steinbach moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. McCuskey moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCuskey scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Overmeyer moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Overmeyer scores. Kell moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.